unit. A unit is the atom. For example, product or component, service or service step or the time period to be studied with a Six Sigma project. A non-conforming unit is a defective unit. For example, there are 100 services, out of which 20 services are defective. 20 divided by 100 is the defect per unit. Non-conforming unit is a defective unit. For example, this is a unit. It is not performing. So, it is a defective unit. A non-conforming unit is a defective unit, and if defective unit goes to the customer, you can imagine how upset he can be. Then defect. Defect is a non-conformance on one of many quality characteristics of a unit that causes customer dissatisfaction. For example, he expects that the diameter of a rod 9 millimeter plus minus 0.1. If it is 9.2, it doesn't fit into his machine, and so it is a non-conforming, so it is a defect for him. Defect is anything that dissatisfies a customer. Understand, it is not only diameter in a rod, not only ID or not length, even the treatment given to him, if it is not okay, it is also a defect. Even if there is a delay in delivery, it is also defect. Anything which dissatisfies a customer is a defect. Each defect for a unit needs to be operationally defined. Afterwards, we will see what is the defect definition. What thing we you call as defect? That definition we will be writing for every defect. For example, if a word in a document is misspelled, word may be considered as a defect. That particular word can be a defect. But I look at it in a different way. If I get a document in which there are 2-3 spelling mistakes, I consider that the whole document is defective because I feel that it has not come from the genuine person. It is a duplicate document. So, I consider even if there is only one spelling mistake, I consider that the whole document is defective. For example, a water bottle. Water bottle, there is a scratch on the water bottle. Now, there is water filled in that. There is no leakage of the water. Water is very pure. No problem in the water also. But there is a scratch on the water bottle. Some people will say, okay, there is no leakage. Water is good. So, no defect. That water is not defective. But people like me say, I want scratch-free bottle also. I don't want a bottle which has scratch. So, that defect definition, we have to make it very clear. Some customers will say, doesn't matter, water is good, but bottle is not good. I don't want that bottle which has a scratch. Some customers may say that. Defect, a water bottle, again, same thing, can have a scratch on the outside and still can be used to hold water. However, if customer wants a scratch-free water bottle, it could be considered defective. Examples of defect. Typos in a document. One document comes to me, so many typing errors. It's a defective piece. Long hold times in a call center or in a hospital in front of OPD if I have to wait for a long time. Late delivery, incomplete shipments. Incomplete means, suppose in a box, I am supposed to have 20 parts and I send only 15 parts. Or sometimes in a box where there should have been a mobile, but some other things are there inside, instead of a mobile. This is incomplete delivery, incomplete shipment, medication errors. Wrong medicine is given to a patient who has allergy of that medicine. So many medication errors are there in hospital, due to which patients die. power outages, system crashes, part shortages, post sales repairs, after sales repairs. That means if I send the parts to the customer, customer says that it has, that is not okay, you have to repair it. Oh, so bad. Expense check discrepancy. Defect opportunity. A defect opportunity is a, each circumstance in which a CTQ can fail to be met. For example, there may be many opportunities for defect within the defined unit. For example, this unit. This diameter can be wrong. This can be wrong. This can be wrong. This can be defective. This can be defective. So, there are 5 defect opportunities in this. A defect opportunity is each circumstance. For example, if a service has 4 components, I have explained this earlier. Service has 4 components and each component has 3 opportunities, then the service has 4 into 3, 12 opportunities. That means there are 12 opportunities in which that particular service can fail. The number of defect opportunities is generally related to complexity of the unit. For example, this unit is very complex. So, there may be many opportunities in this to fail. Not only that this diameter is defective, so other things are okay. No, other things can be also be. Length of this can be defective. Width of this can be defective. The radius of this can be defective. Many opportunities in one unit for failure. Defect per unit, I already discussed with you. If there are 50 page document and there are 150 errors in a document, in 50 documents, that is 3 DPU, 3 defects per unit. Defect per opportunity, that is, if the service example, there are 12 opportunities per service. If there are 20 errors in 100, then 20 upon 100 is 0.2. That is the DPU, and DPO, that means defect per opportunity, is 20 upon 1200 opportunities, and that is 0.0167. Defect per million opportunities, that is defect per opportunity into 1 million, and that is here in this particular example of service is 16700 DPMO. Again, you may be wondering why this DPMO is required, because I want to tell you, in Six Sigma process, defect per million opportunities is only 3.4, whereas in this process, defect per million opportunities 16,700. So many defects are there per million opportunities. If I have to reduce this 16,700 to 3.4, you can imagine how much work I have to do, how much process improvement I have to do. Because DPMO, defect per million opportunities, decides the sigma level. 3.4 DPMO is sigma level is 6. That's way. Yield is the proportion of units within specification. For example, if 25 units are served to customers and 20 are good, 20 out of 25, then yield is only 80%. Yield, what customer gets good out of total supply, is the yield. So, as I have said earlier 2 times, this is the normal distribution for which the base of the bell curve is plus 3 sigma minus 3 sigma. Plus 3 sigma, minus 3 sigma. In this case, the upper specification limit is exactly here. Lower specification limit is exactly here. And so, there will be defectives which are 2700 ppm. Defectives will come. Though everything looks within the specification, still some parts here are going beyond the tolerance. It can be even 2700 ppm. Bell-shaped curve, normal distribution. Many observable phenomena can be graphically represented as a bell-shaped curve. In this case, the mid of the tolerance is here 0. Average of the population is exactly on the mid of the tolerance. average of the population is exactly on the mid of the tolerance. In a normal distribution, the interval created by the mean plus minus 3 sigma contains 99.73%, leaving 2000 defect per million opportunities. 6 sigma promotes the idea that distribution of output for a stable, normally distributed process should be designed to take up no more than half of the tolerance. That means if the tolerance is plus minus 0.1, the total spread should be designed to take up no more than half of the tolerance. That is, the spread should be 0.1 only. Tolerance is 0.2, spread should be 0.1. Distribution of the output should be 0.1. Voice of the customer. Although processes may be designed to be at their best, variation may increase over time due to process inputs. Process inputs means temperature, pressure, speed, feed, depth of cut. Due to all this, variation may increase. Changing conditions, etc. The increase in process variation often assumed to be similar to the temporary shifts in the process mean, even if the process mean is shifted off by 1.5 into the standard deviation. And if there are 4.5 standard deviations between the shifted mean and the closest specification limit, it will still result in no more than 3.4 defects. For example, tolerance is 12 sigma, the total spread is 6 sigma, but the mean of the process is shifted by 1.5 sigma here or 1.5 sigma there, still the defectives will be only 3.4 per million opportunities. This table you have seen earlier, if DPMO, that is defect per million opportunities, are 6,90,000, the sigma level will be 1. That means if a process is 1 sigma, that is tolerance is plus minus 1 sigma, then there will be DPMO of 6,90,000 per million opportunity. If it is 3,08,000, yield is only 69.2%, then the sigma level is 2. 66,800 DPMO, sigma level is 3. 6,210, sigma level is 4. 320, sigma level is 5. And 3.4, 6 sigma. In short, if you have to convert into a process into a 6 sigma process, you have to reduce the defectives, or you have to reduce the defects to 3.4 per million opportunities to fail. Dramatic success of 6 sigma process. Earlier process, which was only 3.8 sigma, 20,000 lost articles of mail per hour, but now only 7 articles of lost mail per hour. So much improvement. Unsafe drinking water for almost 15 minutes per day, 1 unsafe minute of drinking water every 7 months. 5,000 incorrect surgical operations, 1.7 incorrect surgical operations. So, look at the defectives. Fantastic improvement, because 6 sigma process gives 99.99966% of defect, of good parts. 99.99966 good parts. So, this is the normal distribution what I have said, without any shift in the mean. For example, the mean of the process is exactly on the mid of the tolerance. But here in this case, the mean of the process is shifted by 1.5 sigma from the center of the tolerance. 1.5 sigma here, 1.5 sigma there, it is shifted. Since it is shifted, there are so many defectives coming here, because it is below the lower specification limit, and it is up above the specification limit, and beyond the specification limit, whatever comes are the defectives. This is the Six Sigma process, because the tolerance is plus Six Sigma minus Six Sigma. That means Sigma is so low that tolerance is equal to 12 Sigma. And Sigma is so low that the total spread of the process is only plus minus 3 Sigma. And in this case, the defectives will be almost zero. Even if the mean of the process is shifted by 1.5 sigma, here still specification limits are far away from this. Specification limits are far away from this because sigma, that is standard deviation, is so much squeezed that tolerance is plus minus 6 sigma and the spread is plus minus 3 sigma. So, we squeeze and squeeze and squeeze the standard deviation so much that the spread of the process is half of the tolerance. Six Sigma management. Six Sigma is a comprehensive and flexible system for all business processes, for achieving, sustaining and maximizing business success. What is business success? When I call business is successful, business success is when customer is with you, loyal, doesn't want to go away from you. Then your profitability is always very good in spite of all problems. In spite of all problems, profitability doesn't reduce. Six Sigma is uniquely driven by close understanding of customer needs. Again and again, for the first three chapters, I have covered about customer. Customer needs, disciplined use of facts and figures, data, statistical analysis, statistical process control, control plan for inputs, which we will discuss later, to manage, improve and reinvent business process. And business process is what? It is any process even other than manufacturing. Manufacturing processes are known, but other processes also are there. Like preparing the purchase order is a process. Preparing an invoice is a process. Dispatching a component to the customer is a process. Transportation is a process. Variability in the process has to be reduced. For example, the time taken for travel between Pune and Bangalore, if it is sometimes 8 hours, sometimes 10 hours, sometimes 18 hours, sometimes 24 hours, what customer will think? Customer will lose faith in you. So, we have to see that process also. Every process, every business process has to be seen, whether it is capable or not. For example, if customer is expecting that the parts will come within 8 hours, then always they should be in 8 hours. It cannot vary like 8, 10, 15, 16, 24. That is not acceptable for the customer. So, Six Sigma is a comprehensive and flexible system for achieving, sustaining and maximizing business success. Is uniquely driven by close understanding of customer needs, disciplined use of facts, data and statistical analysis, and diligent attention to managing, improving and reinventing business process. What is reinventing? For example, I have to travel from Nasik to Pune, but I never get a taxi in time. Always I have to go by some bus, which takes 6 hours, 7 hours, 8 hours. And I am terribly unhappy because I am not able to reach to my daughter's house in time. So, people have to reinvent how a customer can reach from Nasik to Pune within 4 hours. Maybe they can design a taxi service which starts from 4:30 in the morning. When there is less traffic on the road, they can take me to my daughter's house within 4 hours. But such a taxi service is not yet there. So, I have to depend on unreliable sources of transporting. How I can improve or reinvent the business process? For example, again I will come back to my earlier example. From Pune to Bangalore, sometimes there is heavy traffic, so much traffic that there can be an accident and one driver cannot handle all these problems. So what I have to do? I have to give him some additional driver. I have to give him additional cleaner. I have to allow him 8 hours sleep. So then he can monitor that particular operation properly and customer will get the parts in time. I have to look after his lunch. I have to look after his dinner. I have to look after his rest. Everything I have to see so that my customer gets the parts in time. It's a measure of the process performance determined by using DPMO. Defect per million opportunity is an index which tells me whether my process is in control or not. A stable normal distribution. What is stable? That whatever individual values are there, they are always in control limits. The control limits can be, there is a mid of the tolerance or mid of the tolerance plus 1.3s minus 1.3s. But all the parts must be within the control limits. It allows process performance comparisons across processes, departments, division and companies. Six Sigma management is the relentless. There is no failure allowed. It is part of the job. Relentless and rigorous pursuit of the reduction of variation in all critical processes. Critical processes which lead to CTQs. What is CTQ? Critical to quality for the customer. To achieve continuous and breakthrough improvement. Continuous improvement we have seen earlier. But breakthrough improvement is something new. Such an improvement which never imagined, that impact the bottom line or top line of the organization and increase customer satisfaction. That means it benefits the customer, it benefits the organization, and they are not minuscule improvements. They are quantum improvements. And management of all this by every individual, including top management, is something what we have to do in Six Sigma. To reduce standard deviation of the process. To address all the CTQs required by the customer and required by the internal processes. That is Six Sigma. Another common definition is that Six Sigma management is an organization initiative designed to create manufacturing, service and administrative processes that produce a high rate of sustained improvement in both defect reduction and cycle time. Why I call as cycle time? Customer wants some product in, let us say, 3 months. For that, I have to map the process. For example, marketing, how much time they take. Then engineering, how much time they take for designing. Then manufacturing, how much time they take. Before manufacturing, there is a production planning also. Then after that, QA takes how much time. After that, packing takes how much time. After that, dispatch takes how much time. All these processes. And there should be consistency in these processes. For example, if engineering takes 4 days, it should always take 4 days only. It should not be that sometimes they take 1 month, sometimes they take 15 days, sometimes 4. Then it is the total process becomes unpredictable. So I have to match, I have to map all the processes so that they become consistent. And then that is the management. So I have to reduce the cycle time of every process, improve the consistency in that cycle time, and defect reduction. And what is defect, I have said earlier, is anything which dissatisfies the customer, not only in product or service, anything, take it, anything that dissatisfies the customer is a defect. And I have to reduce the defect per million opportunities to 3.4, then only I can call that process as Six Sigma process. And the whole organization works day and night for achieving this defect reduction. Then we can call that process as the Six Sigma process. Thank you.